Each person who chooses to immigrate to the United States brings their own unique story and a set of circumstances. For Tae Young and Nam Suk Yu, that was taking a chance and moving from South Korea to Seattle, Washington. There, they faced discrimination and prejudice for the sake of their daughter's education. Radioactive's Hayden Anderson has more.
My grandmother's name is Nam Suk Yu, and my grandfather's name is Tae Hyung Yu, although I've always called them Harmony and Harabuji, which is short for grandmother and grandfather. In December of 1978, they made the decision to move to America, and they've lived in Seattle ever since. There, they faced the harsh reality that many non-English speakers faced.
I walked to the office. I couldn't fill out the application, ask for help at the office, and they wrote it for me.
They struggled to find work.
Coming here, there wasn't a good job or a bad job. It was a job.
In the end, however, they managed to settle down. And in 1993, my uncle was born in America. His name was Kyung-hoon Harrison Yu.
In 1983, a son was born to me here. In September of 2003, I sent him off to another land. And since then, each day is another day.
In 2003, while driving, he was struck and killed by a drunk driver.
In all my life, my second happiness, my son was born in America. But a car came wrong way, collided with my son's car. And he was a student at UW and he died. And I'm still sad. I can never forget.
My uncle died before I was born, but I've been told that my cousin and I look just like him.
The good thing about being in America was that our children got their education, and now there's a second generation of kids who are doing well. So I have nothing else to say. That's a good thing.
I don't think that this story is overwhelmingly happy, or even as inspiring as I may have hoped it to be, but I still think it's a very human story, a story of sadness and of injustice, but above all, of perseverance against tragedy and misfortune. Despite all this, they stayed strong, and I have countless fond memories of the time we spent together as a family. For KOW's Radioactive, this is Hayden Anderson.